Well, moving now to international news, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called for a state of emergency in Turkey. He announced the move last night, saying it's critical for protecting Turkish democracy following the attempted coup earlier this month. Here he is speaking through a translator.
This practice is absolutely not against democracy, the rule of law, and freedoms. Quite on the contrary, it has the purpose of strengthening and protecting these values.
Erdogan's government has also arrested or suspended more than 50,000 people and banned Turkey's academics from work-related travel outside the country. So to give us some perspective on what the state of emergency means in Turkey, I'm joined by Zeynep Tufekci. She's an associate professor at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. She studies the social impacts of technology, and she was in Turkey during the coup attempt. She's just returned back to the United States. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for inviting me.
First of all, President Erdogan has essentially declared a state of emergency in Turkey. What's the precedent for that? When is the last time such a thing happened?
We had a state of emergency in the Kurdish cities on and off for maybe 15 years up into the 2000s. But we haven't had a countrywide state of emergency. And right after the 1980 coup, we had martial law, though that's different.
So the declaration of the state of emergency is a significant step.
It's quite significant.
And so, I mean, what exactly does it mean for Turkey?
Well, it means certain liberties are suspended. It means that things like the period of detention is longer. It means that the police have the right to stop and frisk and ask for ID. So there's these heightened surveillance powers as well. And perhaps more importantly, it allows the cabinet to pass decrees that are in effect laws. So they can very quickly pass a lot of laws, and that's where I expect to see most of the action.
Now, I don't know if you've been able to speak with people that you know in Turkey. I mean, what's the reaction to what has happened?
Well, obviously, everyone's worried. The government points to France, which has had a state of emergency since, I think, November 2015, after terrorist attacks, and says, look, we had a coup, which is a real state of emergency, and that the state of emergency is in the Constitution. The worry comes from the fact that we already had growing consolidation of power and issues with freedom of speech, freedom of media, freedom of assembly. So we already had significant concerns, and now we have a legal regime that could further erode people's rights. The implementation is really going to be key to watch, because it's kind of hard to deny that something of an emergency exists at the moment. The parliament was bombed and, you know, tanks were in the streets. So I think that part is fair. But the lack of respect for basic democratic rights before the state of emergency is why people are really concerned when I talk to them. They're worried that it wasn't great before this. What will happen now?
Now, how should the international community be looking upon the declaration of the state of emergency?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that there was a coup, and it was bloody, and it was a major event. So sometimes when the international community, and I've seen this a lot in the past few days, dismisses the coup as staged or not real or not important, that really misses the mark too. You know, somebody played, F-16s bombed the parliament. That's a real event, and that does require a response. But it's also important to keep a very, very close watch and support Turkey's democratic forces, which are many. And the coup has shown they are many, because when the coup was underway, none of the opposition political parties opportunistically jumped on the coup. Everybody was united in opposing the coup, which is partly why I'm disappointed with the state of emergency. I think the country was united in doing what needs to be done through more regular legal channels.
So I hear you saying that the international community needs to play a very delicate balancing act, again, between recognizing that there was a coup, but also continuing to support all democratic groups in the nation. I mean, given that, and of course, Turkey being a very important NATO member nation, what's your reaction to what Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump told the New York Times yesterday, that if he were elected as president of the United States, he would not pressure Turkey or President Erdogan to stop the suspensions and arrests of the tens of thousands of people that have happened in the past few days, or to end the state of emergency? What's your reaction to that?
Well, it seemed kind of dismissive either way to make a prejudgment. What really needs to happen is a clear statement that, just like democratic forces in Turkey, we're going to be watching to make sure the rule of law is upheld as an ally and then as another democratic country.
Well, Zeynep Tüfekçi is an associate professor at the School of Information and Library Science at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Thank you so much.
Thank you.